بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق. رواه مسلم. الحمد لله. We continue the chapter on the various ways of doing good deeds and gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is mentioned, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not regard any good deed as being insignificant. In other words, don't despise, don't look down any good deed. Even meeting your brother, your Muslim brother, with a smiling face, that is also a significant act and deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the ways of meeting, of gaining Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, the various ways of doing good deeds. As we mentioned last week, a few other ways of doing good deeds. So this also is a very important hadith to practice upon, that we meet our Muslim brother with a smiling face. This should not be regarded to be insignificant or very trivial or petty. This in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very significant. A person who smiles at his Muslim brother, he will lift up his spirits, make him feel good. Perhaps he's feeling very, very despondent or sad. Now by smiling at him, you will raise his spirits. And also, this is the teaching of Islam. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person will feel attracted to you. Otherwise, he'll feel that you are a very difficult, harsh person. May Allah give me, give all of us tawfiq of making amal on this. We go to our workplaces. Of course, we're not talking about smiling at non-mahram women and strange people, and strange women. We're talking about meeting our people. So we're meeting our friends, our colleagues, our workers, people coming to work for us at home. Smile at the person. The person will feel, immediately he'll feel welcome, he'll feel warm. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس. As mentioned last week, very similar hadith that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, for every joint a person has in his body, there is one sadaqah that becomes incumbent upon it. In the next narration we say clearly that every person has 360 joints in his body, and for every joint that we have, we have to give back a sadaqah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, Rasulullah says, so every morning, every single morning, we have to give one sadaqah for each joint that we have. And what are the ways of giving sadaqah? Normally when we talk about sadaqah, we think about giving some poor person some money. Here Rasulullah is saying, تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ صَدَقَةً. You cause peace between two people, or justice between two people. That is regarded to be sadaqah. When you establish justice between two people, two people have a dispute, they have an argument, you are going to arbitrate between those two people. You are going to solve their problem and seek justice between them. So by you sitting down with them and seeking justice and solving the dispute, that is also sadaqah. وَتُعِينُ الرَّجُلَ فِي دَابَّتِهِ. Helping a person to climb, to mount his animal or his conveyance. Somebody requires some support to get into the car, into the kumbi, into the bus. So you are going to help the person. That is sadaqah. فَتَحْمِلُهُ عَلَيْهَا. So you mount the person upon the conveyance. أَوْ تَرْفَعُ لَهُ عَلَيْهَا مَتَاعَهُ. Sadaqah. Or you help the person with his baggage, with his luggage. He's got some parcels. He's already on the conveyance. He needs you to help him with his bags. So you lift those bags for him, his luggage, whatever he has, onto his conveyance. This also is sadaqah. وَالْكَلِمَةُ طَيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. Such an easy thing. One good word you say to any person, that is sadaqah. وَالْكَلِمَةُ طَيِّبَةً. A good word that you say to a person, a good word, that is charity. وَبِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ تَمْشِيهَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَدَقَةً. Every step you take towards salah. We came for fajr, especially those staying nearby and they're taking a walk. Every step that you took, you are getting the sawab of sadaqah. وَتُمِيتُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةً. You remove, to remove a harmful object from the path, that also is sadaqah. ورواه مسلم أيضا من رواية عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه خلق كل إنسان من بني آدم على 60 و300 مفصل. Every insan has got 360 joints. فمن كبر الله, whoever says الله أكبر, وحمد الله, says الحمد لله, وهلل الله, he says لا إله إلا الله, وسبح لله, وسبح الله, he says سبحان الله, واستغفر الله, he says أستغفر الله. So all these things, all are sadaqah. You said Alhamdulillah, you said Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Each time you say it, you're getting a sawab of sadaqah. وَعَزَلَ حَجَرًا عَنْ طَرِيقِ النَّاسِ أَوْ شَوْكَةً أَوْ عَظْمًا عَنْ طَرِيقِ النَّاسِ. Or you removed a stone, a rock from the path of people. So you're making it easy for people to pass. So you remove this rock. Or a thorn from the pathway. Or a bone. Any harmful object you remove from the pathway, that is also sadaqah. أو أمر بمعروف أو نهى عن منكر. Last week we did the same, that you command some person or you advise him with good and you prohibit evil, that also is sadaqah. عدد ستين وثلاثمئة. So for the amount of 360 times a person does it, in other words, 360 times say Subhanallah, O Allahu Akbar, O La Ilaha Illallah, or any of these actions, then فَإِنَّهُ يُمْسِي يَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَدْ زَحْزَهَ نَفْسَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ. Then you have, by the evening, removed yourself from the fire of Jahannam. So when you do these actions during the day, then you have kept yourself away from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. These are easy actions for us to do. One good word you say. Smiling at a person, helping a person to mount his conveyance, helping him with his luggage, causing peace and justice between two people, and reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah. All these are action, good actions. And last week we did 2 rakat of Salatul Duha will suffice all these actions. So see, suppose a person didn't get a chance to do any of these, but you read 2 rakat Salatul Duha, that is Chash Namaz, I said plus minus 10, half past 10, 11 o'clock, you read just 2 rakat, then this will suffice for all these sadaqah that is incumbent upon us every single day. If a person wishes to give some money for each of his joint every day, for example, you're taking out whatever amount, that also is sadaqah. So you can give cash, you can give in kind, but also by means of some good deeds, which will help us to fulfill the sadaqah of the day. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.